Shidwaita Gadadhan, Shivasati Gaur, Bhakta Vrindagachai, Shishi Radha Krishna Govigovada Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturam Kijai, Navadipdam Kijai, Jagadathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimati Tulasi Devi Kijai, Samsveda Bhakta Vrindagachai, Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Ganata Vilandasya Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmiritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Does everyone understand English?
Yes,
it's all right to give class in English. Okay, so this is the glorious appearance of Srimati Radharani. Radharani ki jai, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Sham. So, we're going to describe very briefly who Radharani is and some of her pastimes and what we can understand from Radharani's position. So, first of all, we have to understand who Radharani is. Many of you may not know. Many of you may think that Radharani and Durga are the same person. Many of you may not even know the difference between Radharani and Durga. Many of you may think that your wife is the same as Radharani. Many of you think their wife is the same as Durga. So, anyway, so we're going to have to explain who Radharani is. So, she is the Adi Shakti of Krishna. Adi Shakti means the original potency. Krishna has many potencies. Parasya Shaktir Vividayava Shuyate Svabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriyacha. There's many different potencies. There's the material energy, the spiritual energy, there is the Jiva soul. Tritiya Shakti Ishate, the Shaktis of the Lord, or the potencies, are divided generally into three categories. Material, spiritual, and all of you. That means Jiva soul, which is the Tathashta, the marginal potency of the Lord. So we have the ability to go either way. We can go to spirit or to matter. So the original spiritual potency is Srimati Radharani. And from her expands so many expansions like Rukmini in Dwarka and also Satyabhama in Dwarka and all the queens of Krishna in Dwarka and all the gopis in Vrindavan. And then next you have Lakshmi, who is expansion of Srimati Radharani. And then in this material world, you have Durga, who is an expansion of Srimati Radharani manifest in this world to consort with Lord Shiva. Just like Lord Shiva is an expansion of Krishna dealing with this material energy, and so Durga is also expansion of the internal potency of the Lord. She is the external potency of the Lord, the material potency of Krishna. So it's important to understand all these potencies of Krishna. Because all these potencies of Krishna, energies of Krishna, are first class servants of Krishna. Including Durga, Lakshmi, Radharani. What that means is that they do what Krishna wants without him asking for it. There are different grades of servants. First class does what the master wants without the master asking. Second class does what the master wants after the master asks and very glad to do it. Third class does what the master wants but is not happy to do it. So we know a lot of third class servants. And tenth class doesn't do what the master wants. So in other words, Krishna gets whatever he wants from his servants without him asking for it. And Srimati Radharani is that first class example of that. And in order for the devotees to go to Goloka Vrindavan, where Srimati Radharani is the queen, Vrindavaneshwari, as we were chanting, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hori Priye, the devotees have to give up all sense of exploitation of the Lord, all sense of awe and reverence, and enter into a very intimate mood. For example, you have the expansion of Radharani known as Lakshmi Devi. Sometimes in South India she's known as Sri, and then there's the other expansion known as Bhu. Sri and Bhu, they are the two consorts of Lord Narayan. So Lakshmi wanted to enter into Vrindavan to enjoy the same pastimes that Srimati Radharani is enjoying with Krishna. And then Lakshmi performed austerities for thousands of years in order to achieve that position. But she still could not enter Vrindavan. The reason was she was very attached to opulence. Generally, people are very attached to opulence. Of course, her opulence is completely spiritual. And she's always at the feet of Lord Narayan, serving Lord Narayan. Still, because she was attached to serving in an opulent way. Opulent way means to remember that Krishna or Lord Narayan is God. But in Vrindavan, everyone forgets that Krishna is God. And Krishna likes that more. Because when you remember Krishna is God, the relationship is not so intimate. And when you forget that Krishna is God, and you simply desire to please and serve Him, then you have very intimate relationship of five different types. One type, these are called rasas, is where you just worship or adore Krishna. The second type is where you serve Krishna intimately. The third type is where you become Krishna's friend. Fourth type is where you become Krishna's parent, like Yashodamayi, Nanda Maharaj, and the fifth type is where you become Krishna's lover, like Srimati Radharani and the other gopis. But this is not simply mundane. In all these different types of relationships in Goloka Vrindavan, they are simply thinking of pleasing Krishna, and there is no concept of pleasing themselves. And that is proved by this story that we're going to tell right now, about the topmost love of the gopis, particularly Srimati Radharani, for Krishna. So, once upon a time, Krishna had a headache. And Krishna said to Narada Muni, everyone's heard of Narada Muni, the only way to cure my headache is to take the dust of my devotee's feet and put it on my head. So, those of you who are from high-class culture know that you don't touch your feet to other people, especially you don't touch your feet to God. That is prohibited. Great offense. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, said even when you're moving furniture, you shouldn't use your feet to move furniture. That's an offense. Can you imagine? So the feet are considered the dirtiest part of the body. Of course, with Krishna, the feet are wonderful. He has lotus feet. Your feet are not lotus. Your feet are dirty. But Krishna's feet are like lotus petals. So we worship the deities. You see, when we do the arti, we worship the deities beginning with the feet all the way to the smiling face of Krishna. So Krishna said, the only thing that will cure my headache is the dust of my devotee's feet. So Narada Muni, he went on an excursion trying to find some devotee that would give the dust of his or her feet to Krishna. Because it is understood that if you give the dust of your feet to Krishna, you go to hell. That's the point. So, first he went to different devotees in Vaikuntha, and they all said, no, we don't want to go to hell. We want Krishna to be cured, but, you know, we have some personal interest. We don't want to go to hell. Because who wants to go to hell? Does anyone here want to go to hell? No? Raise your hands if you want to go to hell. We can send you. So no one wants to go to hell, right? Because in hell, what happens in hell? The Yamaduktas are there. They're putting you through sugar cane. Just like you have a sugar cane factory here, and there's a press. You know this? They take the cane and they press it to make juice sometimes. And so they do that with you in hell. They put you through the sugar cane press. And you don't die. And you go back and forth, back and forth. Like if you've ever seen sugar cane be made into juice, they put it back and forth, right? So, in the same way, that's what will happen in hell. And there are other nice punishments in hell, too. Like walking on a red-hot planet. I know some of you know how to do fire walking. But not for 24 hours a day. Isn't it? When they do fire walking, they go pretty quickly over the fire. They don't just stay there and chant Hare Krishna. So that's one of the punishments. Another punishment is you jump off a mountain, you get crushed, and then you have to run up again, and you don't die. You just keep suffering. Pretty bad. So nobody wants to go to hell. Every single religion talks about hell. So anyway, so Narada Muni was going to all these devotees, and all the devotees said, no, we don't want to go to hell. Finally, he came to Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and he said to them, will you give the dust of your feet to Krishna to cure his headache? And they said, yes, please take immediately. We want Krishna's headache to be cured. And so Narada Muni said, what's wrong with you? Aren't you afraid of going to hell? And they said, no. We want Krishna's headache to be cured. If we go to hell, that's all right. It doesn't matter. As the gopis say, if our unhappiness is Krishna's happiness, then our unhappiness is our greatest happiness. Think about that for a second. That's pure devotion. So don't misunderstand Srimati Radharani and the gopis, because it's not some mundane Bollywood song. Like you see in some of these Bollywood movies, they dance around in circles around the romantic couple. I was watching one film, and they were dancing at the Bombay Railway Station. Nobody ever dances and sings at the Bombay Railway Station. Have you ever been in India? You know what I'm talking about. So, it's not like that. It's not this mundane lust. When we see Radha and Krishna, we should not think it is like anything that we know about. It is pure, unalloyed desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Service. Radha is thinking of serving Krishna, and Krishna is thinking of serving Radha. That's real love. The love in this world is not like that. The love in this world is based on I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Business exchange. Except one type of love in this world is pretty close to the love of God. Does anyone know what that is? The mother's love for a child. I was just seen at a funeral. And when people go to the funeral and cry, they're not crying for the person who is dead, they're crying for themselves. They're thinking, what will I do without him? Who will give me money? How can I live without him or her? But the mother is crying for what? The child. If the mother goes to the child's funeral, she's simply crying for the child. It's great love. So that's something like love for Krishna. So I'm trying to get you to understand what pure love or the love of the gopis is. It's something like the mother's unalloyed love for the children. The mother is willing to go to hell, basically, isn't it? To serve the children. So that's the highest position. Father is not so high, I hate to tell you that. Father is not willing to go to hell, he just wants to eat a lot of rotis. Right? But mother is willing to go to hell. So anyway, so this is similar to love of Krishna. So it's important to understand what that love is, that purity of that love, and not try to think of mundane loving exchanges that we've experienced that are all based upon mutual pleasure exploitation. That's the purity. So, how do we understand Radharani more. I mean, it's such an exalted platform. All of us, even if we're devotees, we have some motivation, right? Someone is chanting, Krishna says, Chatur Badha Bhajanti Mam. Someone is chanting because they want freedom from pain. Someone is chanting because they want knowledge. Someone is chanting because they're inquisitive. Someone is chanting because they want money. Oh my Lord, Jai Jagadish Hari, give a lot of money to me. Right? Just like people go South India to see Balaji and they make a business deal with him. They, Balaji, that's Krishna, of course, Balaji, Tirupati, Tirumala. If this business is successful, I will give you 50%. They become partners with God. And if it's successful, they give the money. One time, someone went to give some money, and the hundi is very big there. And by accident, they dropped their son in the box. They wanted their son to give a donation. They put it in the little boy's hand and they lost control of him and he fell into the hundi. It was so big. And they said, give me back my son. And they said, no. You're giving your son to Balaji. Too bad. And so, this son grew up and became a great devotee of Krishna. Anyway, so many nice stories like that. So generally people are worshiping God for some purpose. Even great devotees, we find Dhruva Maharaj worshipping God for a kingdom greater than that of his great-grandfather. But the gopis are serving Krishna for no purpose other than to please the senses of Krishna. So how do we come to that platform? That is the question. Well, we come to the platform by understanding Krishna in the age of Kali. And Krishna appears as who in the age of Kali? Does anyone know? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Krishna. But he's Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. In the mood of his greatest devotee. And why does Krishna do such a thing? Well, first of all, he does such a thing so that we can be saved. Because Radharani is very merciful. Krishna is a little merciful. Hey, Krishna Karna Nasindhu, right? But then you may say Krishna's notion of mercy, but then Krishna says, if you want mercy, Sarvadharman, Purichajma, you have to surrender. So if I say to any of you, surrender. You all want free mercy, right? Everyone comes up sometimes to me and they say, oh, give me your blessings, Maharaj or Gurudev. And I say, Ashivat. Ashiva, Ashiva, Ashiva. Very nice blessings. But if I say surrender, oh no, we want second opinion. Like a doctor, you know, you always want a second opinion. We don't want to surrender. I remember Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj, this interesting story about Nityananda, who used to be here, devotee named Nityananda. Some of you may know him. He's now temple president in our Dallas temple. So, Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted him to be temple president in Dallas and leave Fiji. Now, no one wants to leave Fiji, right? No. Because it's so nice here. It's paradise. If you leave, you're crazy. So, so, anyway, he wanted to stay. And Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, you have a choice. If you want to be my disciple, you go. If you stay, you're not my disciple. It's heavy, isn't it? That's surrender. Who is ready for that? Anybody? Raise your hands. No, not a single person in this room is ready for that. I hope I am. Anyway, so Krishna has a limit to his mercy, in other words. Surrender, and then you get the mercy. Otherwise, you get your head chopped off with the Siddhasan chakra disc. That's also mercy. So, but Lord Chaitanya has no limit to his mercy. Dinahina yata chilo hudinamo dirvilo. Whether you're fallen, whether you're exalted, it doesn't matter. If you take up this Harinam process, then you can be saved. You can go back to Godhead. You can become a pure devotee of Srimati Radharani. And so, that's because Krishna is in the mood of Radharani. Because she is more soft-hearted than Krishna. Krishna can be quite hard-hearted. Sometimes he says to Arjuna, kill!
Right?
Everybody remembers the story of Jayadrath in the battle of Kurukshetra? Krishna made a trick so it appeared that it was sunset. And then everyone put down all the bows and arrows. And then he made the sun come out again. And Krishna said, kill him, cut his head off. But Radharani never says that. You never find Radharani say, cut his head off. Of course, Krishna saves her sometimes by killing demons. But Radharani is very merciful. She says, give him pure Krishna consciousness. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being in that mood, he gives pure Krishna consciousness. Very, very freely. All you have to do is chant the holy names, engage especially in Sankirtan. Sankirtan means the congregational chanting of Krishna consciousness and also the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to be a guru. That may come as a surprise to all of you. He wanted everyone, Yari Reka Tarikar Krishna Padesh Marigai Guru Hoi Tori Desh. He said, whoever you meet, wherever you go, you should give them Krishna. Marigai Guru Hoi Tori Desh. That's Bengali. That means every man, woman, child should be preaching Krishna consciousness. Not just some body who sits on some seat somewhere. But he wanted everyone to become qualified to preach Krishna consciousness. And especially, he said, everyone who was born in India and in Fiji. I added that one. No, basically he meant anyone who is of Indian extraction. You understand? Because you have a special duty. Those of you who come from India or families came from India 10 generations ago, whatever, you have a special duty. Of course, everyone has that duty, but especially those who come from India or families who come from India have that special duty to bring others to Krishna's lotus feet. And if you do that, then you will actually understand Radharani. But in order to do that, you have to be knowledgeable in Krishna Upadesh. What does Krishna Upadesh mean? Instructions about Krishna. If someone asks you, who is Krishna? And you say, well, I don't know. Then how would you give Krishna Upadesh? If someone asks you, how many chapters are in the Bhagavad Gita? You say, I don't know. I heard there was 150. Well, what Bhagavad Gita are you reading? I'm not going to embarrass anyone by going around the room and asking them how many chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, because I'm sure I'll get different opinions here, right? How many cantos in Bhagavatam? Three? It's interesting. And we're chanting Hare Krishna. So, in order to preach, we have to learn this philosophy. We have to read, especially Srila Prabhupada's books. And then if we do that, and we bring people to Krishna's lotus feet, then we can approach Radharani. And Srila Prabhupada said that this preaching of Krishna consciousness, which he called Sankirtan, which Lord Chaitanya called Sankirtan, Sankirtan, that's how Prabhupada pronounced it. Actually pronounced it Shomkirtan. Because in Bengali you pronounce the S's like that with an SH. Isn't it? Shomkirtan. That's how Prabhupada's pronunciation. Shomkirtan. Like that. Of course, everywhere in India they pronounce the words differently. Strictly speaking in Sanskrit, it's Sankirtana. But, different pronunciation. So this is a Sankirtanam movement. And in this way, you will make yourself Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada said, one who does this Sankirtan, he said, this is in the mood of the gopis. Interesting, isn't it? In the mood of the gopis. So then you can actually understand the gopis and the conjugal loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. And the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna are very interesting because it involves more than just the awe and reverent, as I mentioned before, worship of Krishna, but sometimes the gopis and the exalted devotees in Vrindavan are even chastising Krishna. I'll tell one story and then we'll end class. So one story about how the gopis... You have a call on your phone. Thank you. So, the modern day and age. So, once upon a time, and this show, also one mention about Radharani. Please turn your mobile phones off. So one thing about Radharani, she is a left-handed gopi, which means that she sometimes appears to be unsubmissive to Krishna, but to give Krishna happiness. Krishna likes sometimes when the gopis argue with him. He enjoys. This is just sometimes, just like even between husband and wife in this world, the man enjoys little argument with the wife, right? So spicy. Garam masala. Right? So just like Krishna sometimes tries to make Rukmini angry with him. He says to Rukmini that you married the wrong man. He says this to her when she's already a great-grandmother. So you should get remarried. Divorce, he says. And instead of getting angry, she just faints, and Krishna's disappointed because she doesn't get angry. But Radharani serves Krishna, sometimes by getting angry with Krishna, and Krishna enjoys very much. So one story of that is that once upon a time, Krishna was taking the position of a tax man. He was working for Internal Revenue, like you have here in Fiji. So, and he would stop the gopis whenever they would pass by a particular path. There's one path called Dangati, that means the tax path, which is right over Govardhan. And the gopis were going there one day bringing the milk products on their head on the way to Govindakund. And on the way to Govindakund, Krishna stopped them and said, stop, you have to pay taxes. And they said, who are you? And he said, I'm the king of Vrindavan. And the gopis, they asked, Vrindadevi, have you ever seen him before? And she said, I've never seen him before. Of course, everyone knew Krishna. And then they started to argue, and Krishna with his coward boys were very forceful, trying to stop the gopis from going with their milk products to Govindakund. Big argument. And Krishna was increasing the taxes. He was saying to Radharani, this is very romantic, for your beautiful eyes you have to pay so much. For your beautiful ears you have to pay so much. This is very romantic, isn't it? You should try that with your wife sometime. She won't believe it. So they were taxing like that. He was taxing. And the gopis, Radharani was getting angry. So many jewels. In other words, so many jewels and gold and pounds of emeralds and diamonds. So there was great anger and fighting. Eventually Krishna said, okay, you should leave Lalita Devi, who was one of the gopis, assistant associates of Radharani, as a hostage. And the gopis got angrier and angrier. Finally, Krishna said, all right, you can come back the next day and pay your taxes. So we will wait here for you. So they all went very happy. But they came back the next day with 10 million gopis. And they overpowered the coward boys, including Krishna, tied them to trees, and, you know, the sticks. Did the sticks to Krishna. Not hard, you know, just playful. Just like even today in Braj. Braj is, of course, the Vrindavan area. Mathura Vrindavan area. Even today, when they celebrate Holi, there is a Varshana Holi where the women beat the men with sticks. Wouldn't you like to do that here? You ladies, wouldn't you like to do that? That would be fun. So, the way I found out about that is by accident I went there that day. I didn't know. So I got out of my car, and the old lady said, "There he is, get him." And by the time they were finished, I was all different colors, and of course they didn't hit hard, but it was extremely scary. I've never been attacked by hundreds of ladies before. So this is Braj Mood, where Radharani is the queen, and Krishna enjoys very much, and Krishna even becomes her servant. Sometimes Radharani is getting angry, and Krishna is God. He has to get down on his hands and knees and beg for forgiveness. This is a place called Manasarovara, where this occurred. Krishna enjoys, Radharani enjoys. So those of you who preach Krishna consciousness, take part in this Krishna consciousness movement, serve Srila Prabhupada in this Krishna consciousness movement, you will go back there to Goloka Vrindavan to perceive, to see these pastimes and enjoy eternally. So any questions or comments before we have our final RT of the evening, and after that there's prasadam. Are they ready for RT now? You ready? Okay, unless there's any question, probably there's no questions. So thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimati Radharani Ki Jai, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Bol.